Welcome. Thank you for coming today on this beautiful day, taking a break from the sunshine to come inside for a little bit. We're here to reenact and remember our Savior's last days. Maundy Thursday is a day of lasts. Jesus' last supper, the last time Jesus will commune and wash the feet of his disciples. The last time he'll walk around intact and uninjured. Our service today is until 12:45. If we end early, which we probably will, you're welcome to stay here until 12:45 in fellowship. Thank you to our Zionsville Ministerium for their commitment to mark and remember this season. And to Marge Geisinger, who's playing the piano today. Thank you. Before we begin, are there any prayer concerns you'd like to share? Yes.
One of our pastors, husband passed away.
Oh. Okay. Past pastor's husband.
Oh, I sent it to you in a text. Did you not get it?
To me?
To Robin.
Oh, to Robin. Any other prayer concerns? Susan, was that a prayer concern for her to share? Or was that a prayer concern?
No.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay, let's pray together. God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken and unspoken. Today we gather to remember our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice of love for us. We pause to remember his last days here on earth, his last meal with his closest friends and disciples, the betrayal he would suffer, the pain that he would bear. We gather to grow in our faith and be renewed once again by the story of mystery, the self-sacrificial love, and the last days of sin and death. In Christ we pray, amen. We'll start with verse 1 of Beneath the Cross of Jesus, number 250 in your hymnal, 250.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the high priest, who was also called Caiaphas. They took counsel together that they might take Jesus by deceit and kill him. But they said, "Not during the feast, lest a riot occur among the people." Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster jar of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table.
"Why this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much, and the money given to the poor."
"Why do you trouble this woman? She has done a good work for me. For you always have the poor with you, but you don't always have me." For in pouring this ointment on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Most certainly I tell you, wherever this good news is preached in the whole world that this woman has done, will also be spoken of her as a memorial."
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests.
"What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?"
They weighed out for him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, he sought an opportunity to betray Jesus. We'll sing together now verse 2 of Beneath the Cross of Jesus, 250 in your hymnal.
Upon the cross of Jesus, mine eyes at times can see.
On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus.
"Master, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
"Go into the city to a certain person and tell him, 'The teacher says my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'"
The disciples did as Jesus commanded them, and they prepared the Passover. Now when evening had come, he was reclining at the table with the 12 disciples.
"Most certainly I tell you that one of you will betray me."
They were all exceedingly sorrowful.
"It isn't me, is it, Lord?"
"He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man goes even as it is written of him. But woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had not been born."
"It isn't me, is it, Rabbi?"
"You have said it."
As they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks for it, and broke it.
"Take, eat. This is my body."
He took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them.
"All of you, drink it. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the remission of sins. But I tell you that I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. We'll sing the third verse now of hymn number 250.
"Take across my shadow.
Be made to stumble because of me tonight. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you into Galilee.'"
Even if all be made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble.
"Peter, most certainly I tell you that tonight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times.
"Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you."
All of the disciples also said likewise. And then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane.
"Sit here while I go there and pray."
He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and severely troubled.
"My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me."
He went forward a little, fell on his face, and prayed.
"My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I desire, but what you desire."
He came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter,
"Peter, what? Couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Again, a second time, he went away and prayed.
"My Father, if this cup can't pass away from me unless I drink it, your desire be done."
He came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. He left them again, went away, and prayed a third time.
"My Father, if this cup can't pass away from me unless I drink it, your desire be done."
We'll sing another verse of Beneath the Cross of Jesus, 250. Let's sing the first verse again.
Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. The shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land. A home within the wilderness, a rest upon the
all still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let's be going. Behold, he who betrays me is at hand.
While he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came to him, and with him was a great multitude with swords and clubs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he who betrayed him had given them a sign, saying, "Whoever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him."
"Greetings, Rabbi."
"Friend, why are you here?"
Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, and he struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear.
"Put your sword back into its place, for all those who take the sword will die by the sword. Or do you think that I couldn't ask my Father, and he would even now send me more than 12 legions of angels? How then would the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so? Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? I sat daily in the temple teaching, and you didn't arrest me. But all this has happened that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled."
Then all of the disciples left him and fled. Those who had taken Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Peter followed him from a distance to the court of the high priest and entered in and sat with the officers to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and the whole council sought false testimony against Jesus that they might put him to death, and they found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they still found none. But at last, two false witnesses came forward and said,
"This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and raise it in 3 days.'"
"Have you no answer?" What is this that these testify against you?
But Jesus stayed silent.
I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God.
You have said so. Nevertheless, I tell you, after this you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of the sky.
He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?
He is worthy of death. Then they spat in his face and beat him with their fists. And some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who hit you?" Now Peter was sitting outside in the court, and a maid came to him.
You were also with Jesus the Galilean.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth.
I don't know the man.
Surely you were also one of them, for your speech makes you known.
I don't know the man.
Immediately the rooster crowed. Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." And then he went out and wept bitterly.
Let us pray, brothers and sisters and siblings, for the Holy Church throughout the world. Almighty and eternal God, you have shown your glory to all nations in Jesus Christ. By your Holy Spirit, guide the Church and gather it throughout the world. Help it to persevere in faith, proclaim your name, and bring the good news of salvation in Christ to all people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now pray for our bishops, for our pastors, for all servants of the church, and for all the people of God. Almighty and eternal God, your Spirit guides the church and makes it holy. Strengthen and uphold our bishops, pastors, other ministers, and lay leaders. Keep them in health and safety for the good of the church, and help each of us in our various vocations to do faithfully the work to which you have called us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now pray for those preparing for baptism. Almighty and eternal God, you continue to bless the church. Increase the faith and understanding of those preparing for baptism. Give them new birth as your children, and keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for our sisters, brothers, and siblings who share our faith in Jesus Christ. Almighty and eternal God, you give your church unity. Look with favor on all who follow Jesus, your Son. Make all the baptized one in the fullness of faith, and keep us united in fellowship of love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the Jewish people, the first to hear the word of God. Almighty and eternal God, long ago you gave your promise to Abraham and your teaching to Moses. Hear our prayers that the people you called and elected as your own may receive the fulfillment of the covenant's promises. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those who do not share our faith in Jesus Christ. Almighty and eternal God, gather into your embrace all those who call out to you under different names. Bring an end to interreligious strife and make us more faithful witnesses of the love made known to us in your Son. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray for those who do not believe in God. Almighty and eternal God, you created humanity so that all may long to know you and find peace in you. Grant that all may recognize the signs of your love and grace in the world and in the lives of Christians, and gladly acknowledge you as the one true God. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for God's creation. Almighty and eternal God, you are the creator of a magnificent universe. Hold all the worlds in the arms of your care and bring all things to fulfillment in you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those who serve in public office. Almighty and eternal God, you are the champion of the poor and the oppressed. In your goodness, give wisdom to those in authority so that all people may enjoy justice, peace, freedom, and a share in the goodness of your creation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those in need. Almighty and eternal God, you give strength to the weary and new courage to those who have lost heart. Heal the sick, comfort the dying, give safety to travelers, free those unjustly deprived of liberty, and deliver your world from falsehood, hunger, and disease. Hear the prayers of all who call on you in any trouble, that they may have the joy of receiving your help in their need. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Finally, let us pray for all those things of which our Lord would have us ask, saying the Lord's Prayer using whatever language most familiar to your heart. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for coming today, and blessings to all of you as we continue to look forward to the beautiful resurrection. Please stand for our ascending song, Were You There?, number 257 in your hymnals, and we'll sing verses number 1 through 4, number 257.